The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 20th of March. In your Squeeze today, house prices and milk prices, an update on where Theresa May is at, a couple of job losses, and this week's 3-Minute Squeeze. This is your Squeeze today. Now, I'm not in the business of telling people not to listen to our podcast, Claire, but if you're a homeowner, you might just want to zone out for this first little bit. Official numbers out yesterday showed capital city housing prices have fallen faster than at any time in the past 15 years.
So on average, across the 8 capital cities, this data doesn't include any regional centres. So sorry to our country listeners. This is just about capital city housing prices. They've fallen 5.1% in 2018. And why that's notable is that if you go back into recent history and look at the global financial crisis in 2009, that price drop was 4.6%. So of course, 5.1% is quite a bit more than that.
And as you said, there is a disclaimer on this because it really does depend where you live. This is an average number.
Yeah. So Sydney and Melbourne, as we've been talking about before, homeowners there really have the worst cases of FOGO, fear of not getting out. They're seeing quite substantial price falls that continued not just through the December quarter, but when you go across the year. In Sydney, that annual fall is 7.8%, and in Melbourne, it's 6.4%. There were smaller price falls recorded in Brisbane, Perth, Darwin and Canberra. Adelaide, though, when you look across the year, their prices have gone up 1.5%. And guess who's the star, Kate?
Well, Hobart, of course.
Amazing. So their prices went up 0.7% in the quarter, but getting close to 10% for last year. So when you compare, of course, Hobart's housing market to Sydney and Melbourne, they're definitely the flip side of that story.
Kiwi Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern yesterday paid tribute to the victims of the Christchurch massacre in her address to Parliament. So she said she will never speak his name, saying, "He's a terrorist, he's a criminal, he's an extremist, but he will, when I speak, be nameless." Further afield, Turkey's president has made some strong comments on the Christchurch mosque attacks.
Yeah, President Erdogan, he's out and about campaigning at the moment. What he has said is that he really wants Western countries, particularly New Zealand, to take the mosque attack seriously. He's called on New Zealand to reinstitute the death penalty. He also really did invoke that Turkey versus the West, and particularly when it comes to Australia and New Zealand, the Gallipoli campaign, saying that Turkey really wants to be a strong player in this field and would write history again if the Turks, Muslims and all the oppressed were stood against. So, yeah, lots of emotion from Erdogan.
Yeah, as I said, very strong comments. And don't you hate it when those 400-year-old rules come back to bite you? Theresa May certainly does.
Oh, man. Doesn't get any easier for UK Prime Minister Theresa May, that's for sure. What's happened was that there were plans for her to bring back that bill to Parliament for Brexit. What's happened in the last 24 hours is John Bercow, who's the Speaker of the House of Commons and quite a colourful character, he has ruled that the government's unable to bring that bill back for the third time because it's substantially the same and we're still in the same parliamentary session. So that means that May can't bring the bill back to Parliament to be voted on again.
Yeah, so that's the 400-year-old rule we're referring to that's causing her the grief.
Yeah.
Now, the next thing on May's agenda is to convince the EU to give her an extension until the 30th of June. And in Europe, the French government will replace the Paris police chief and has moved to ban rallies in some areas after more of those violent yellow vest protests over the weekend, Claire.
Yeah, those protests keep going. It's, of course, a group of people who really don't like the fancy end of town, the big end of town in France, and they've been taking to the streets most weekends, really, for the last few months. There were violent protests again on the weekend, and one of Paris's most famous restaurants restaurants when it comes to being a haunt of previous French presidents was torched. So, yeah, it looks like the government's trying to crack down a bit further there.
And on people losing their jobs, a few weeks ago we spoke of the casting couch scandal that James Packer found himself tied up in. That involved Warner Brothers boss Kevin Shujihara. He's now stepped down from his role.
He has said that there was pressure on him, and that certainly when it came to looking at the company's future and his past actions, it was probably best that he stepped away.
And back here, as of today, shoppers will find milk at Coles and Aldi a touch more pricey. They've followed Woolworths' lead and increased the price of their 2 and 3 litre own brand milk varieties by 10 cents.
They're saying it's an interim measure, so they haven't done what Woolworths has done and say that dollar milk has gone forever. What they've said is that there's a response required to really try and do something for struggling dairy farmers. That, of course, has to do with the drought. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud, who you might remember had called on shoppers to boycott Coles and Aldi, given they weren't going to follow Woolworths' lead. He welcomed the news.
So by increasing that milk by 10 cents a litre, both those supermarkets have said that they hope those proceeds will be passed on to dairy farmers.
Yeah.
Our 3-minute squiz this week is with screenwriter Jane Allen. She's just returned from 3 months living at Mawson Station in Antarctica as part of a fellowship she received to develop a TV series about living on a research station. It's a good find, this one.
Yeah, good find by you. You were doing some work in the back of our database to make sure that everyone who was signed up was getting the email and it was bouncing. And, yeah, you can tell the story. You found Jane. It's incredible.
Well, I just sent her an email saying, hey, are you still with us? You still want to read us? We're getting a bounce from your email address. And I got an out of office saying, oh, hi, I'm on my way to Antarctica. I won't
As
be
you
accessing
do.
My emails yeah. for the next 3 months. Yeah, this is my shipboard address if you'd like to reach out to me. So, of course, we did. And we got chatting. And it turns out she's a quite a renowned screenwriter in Australia, Jane Allen, and a keen squizzer.
Yeah, incredible. And it was really lovely to talk to her. Her favourite series that she's worked on is McLeod's Daughters, which...
All of us at Squiz HQ decided that that's what we'll be doing on a rainy weekend is watching reruns of McLeod's Daughters. What's the subject line?
So the subject line today is the Ian Moss classic from Tucker's Daughter. The lyric is, she's going to build me up. Just to tear me down.
Classic. Don't worry. I know that one. You don't need to sing that one to me.
I won't. Don't worry. It's Ian Moss's birthday today. Oh. And, of course, given my little buddy Tucker, the Frenchie, is named after Tucker's daughter, it all came together.
There you go. I was just going to say happy birthday, Tucker, but no, it's Ian Moss's birthday. I'm very confused.
It is Ian Moss's birthday.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. We're absolutely stoked that you do. If you do like the Squiz, please share it and leave us a review on your preferred podcast platform, wherever you listen. That'd be great. Have a great Wednesday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.